Hey, this is Natalia from the Deers, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep listening.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent, host of CFRC's Numbers with Wings. I have good news, at least I think it is. Jesse has given me another hour, so my show will now go from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. on Sundays. So now you'll have 2 hours of songs, stories, tangents, and local concert news. Tune in, Sundays at 1 until 3, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca.
Well, hey, how are you doing? It's Tuesday. I'm Jonathan Whitford, and this is Coasting. Well, thanks so much for tuning in today. I know you're going to enjoy another great lineup of Canadian music that I got headed your way. Let's hear what Skeletress, Lazarettes, and Joshua Marks again have to say. Down the road in Hamilton, we've got something from the Pintos. There's also a brand new B.A. Johnson track that you need to hear. Well, it's been some recently dropped music from AI's Emotion and This Love Is Drone, plus I hear a brand new single from Siobhan Beaudrug. So ahead in the show, we're always encouraged to read, but let's find out what it's potentially worth not to read. For right now, let's check out two songs that deal with internal and external struggles from AV in the Inner City and White Ivy. So be sure to stick around for all that and more right here in Coasting, where we use music to help us tune in to our feelings.
Goodbye in her plain Jane and says you'll get a dollar if you don't cry. But it never works, does it? The dusty car rumbles, she becomes a smaller dot. The tears come down with no surprise. Reach for a tissue in the pocket of your jeans. Not very brave, it seems. What else is there? A dollar bill. She's gone away. She's with you still. And you might go, yes, you might leave. Over land and overseas. But you always carry a dollar and a suitcase. A dollar and a suitcase. She left her home country, married a man who made her leave against her will. Five kids, one on the way, and two suitcases in 14 days at sea. I use one of those suitcases still. Cook three meals a day for 10, all the laundry done by hand. No plumbing till 1963.
Well, thanks so much for joining me here today on Coasting. Our show is recorded and produced at Radio Western on the campus of Western University in London, Ontario. Our Coasting theme song is courtesy Ten Fey from their album Future Perfect, Present Tense. Well, A.V. and the Inner City's A Dollar in a Suitcase is a soul roots gospel-leaning single written by A.V. and Vrind as a tribute to her mother and grandmother. It traces a 1951 immigration story with emotional depth and multi-voice harmonies. This all-female Edmonton-based soul roots vocal ensemble was formed during the Pandemic Porch concert era. And before that, White Ivy is 17-year-old singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, producer Alana Herman from Kelowna, BC. All I See Within You is a dark, dreamy, intimate, emotionally submerged track that sets the tone for this record's themes of change, instability, and inner reckoning. Well, Lovers on the Run, it's just over a minute long, but it lands like a whispered confession, setting the tone for Patrick Lajeunesse's collection of raw, heartfelt folk sketches.
I'll bring you to a place I know, at peace in a field of gold. I'm holding with your head on me, nothing to do, just then breathe. Lovers on the run and free, in the wild alone at peace. a mountaineer. The ocean and the sky is clear, cuddling by the fire breeze, sun going down on the sea, lovers on the run and free, and the wild alone and at
Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
Someone call action and bring you into the scene. We got chemistry, but on the silver screen.
Well, Hamilton's cosmic country quartet, the Pintos, are back with Studio Rain, their first single since rebranding the band. It's a hazy atmospheric track inspired by Hollywood co-stars and their on- and off-screen romances, as well as a preview of their new direction in 2026. And prior to that, Patrick Lajeunesse's standout single, Lovers on the Run, is lifted from Run Dives and Breaches, a six-track collection of short, personal acoustic pieces. The Sherbrooke, Quebec artist project reads like a set of emotional sketches, quick, heartfelt, and unguarded. While Toronto Skeletress is up next, the single Wake Up is filled with hazy guitars, soft focused vocals, and a drifting, slightly surreal emotional tone.
For great music.
I feel so trapped in my body, so stuck in this house. I feel so lonely and helpless, like I'll never get out. You said you'd always be with me, you'd always be mine. And it's not just that you're leaving, it's that you're leaving behind. Thank you.
Well, Montreal-based Julie Neff just dropped a new song called Trapped. This powerful alternative folk pop single about the emotional and physical realities of chronic illness was written during the lockdown and rooted in Neff's lived experiences with endometriosis. And ahead of that, Skeletress released a new single called Wake Up, and you'll find it on their new record, Fantasy Lands. The 10-track project blends dreamy pop with fuzzed-out textures and a kind of cinematic melancholy. The album was created over 4 years, deep in the heart of Snake Mountain, which fits the project's mythic, escapist vibe. Let's hear from Saguenay-Lac-Saint-Jean singer-songwriter Eleanor Desireaux. This is Elle Fan, a melancholic piece about emotional exhaustion and unreciprocated love. Well, Eleanor Desireaux gives us a string-laden francophone pop piece about emotional exhaustion and the slow withering of a relationship. The phrase elle fan, they wither, becomes a metaphor for affection dying up despite the narrator's devotion. Well, time for a quick break, but stay with us. When we're back, I'll tell you why you shouldn't read. Until then, three cool people got together and wrote three songs, having a great time doing it. Jason Filling, Leash, and David Tosh just dropped Hot Band Summer Studio. They say the basic idea here is that global warming might just make the summer too hot.
Blue popsicle, where'd you get it? I'm sorry, it's the very last one. Blue popsicle, where'd you get it? It's the very last one. Getting hot now. These rays are heavy. Putting on the broad spectrum.
It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. Well, an untouched copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone that has been preserved in pristine condition in a loft for almost 3 decades is expected to sell for big money at an auction. The scarce first edition, which originally retailed for about $10 when it hit shelves in 1997, has been described as the finest example ever to come to market. The owner, simply known as Katrina, never found time to read the novel, and it ended up in a storage container. She discovered the time capsule book while sorting through her loft at her current residence in Edinburgh, and immediately recognized its worth. It's now expected to fetch between $10,000 and $18,000 when it goes under the hammer at Rare Book Auctions later this week. Well, there aren't any books mentioned in Arbuda's new song, but there are some cacti. Let's check it out on Coasting.
Makes sense. there might still be regrets and parts that I'd like to forget. It ain't the same since you've been gone. Should we keep ghosting? Should I call? I sometimes wonder where you are. There's only so far that I can fall. There was a time for you I'd crawl and face the ocean without pause. I barely made it back to shore. I just can't do this anymore. And I wish for you the best. For both our hearts to rest, 'cause we both failed each other's tests. And is it time to make amends? It ain't the same since you've been gone. Should we keep ghosting or should I call? I sometimes wonder.
That's Vancouver-based singer-songwriter Phil Puxley with It Ain't the Same, a warm, rootsy folk rock track built around a signature acoustic sound and tight harmonies. Puxley's a four-time BCCMA award-winning banjo player, and here he leans into a more intimate, reflective side of his songwriting. And prior to that, you'll find San Pedro Wakuma on Arbita's May full-length called Golden Threads with Octopus Mountain. The Nova Scotian gives us a deep-listening, ritual ambient piece about a sonic invocation of the San Pedro cactus leaning into trance, ceremony, and altered state spaciousness. Well, here's some new B.A. Johnson. This track is the lead-off advance single for his latest album, one of his longest, most chaotic album titles yet, even by his standards. Let's hear In the Bath with Hank Williams again from I Don't Know Who Needs to Hear This Right Now, But They're Never Coming Back, and You Will Die Alone.
Since you left, the silence is as loud as an Afrobeat band. I stay up late watching Jean-Claude Van Damme. Well, nothing makes sense, but man, he can do splits. God, my life has been shit since you've been gone. The only thing that keeps me sane and hanging on is drinking suds in a bathtub with Hank. I'm in the bath with Hank Williams again. He tells me things won't be alright. I believe him. I'm in the bath with Hank Williams again. He's got no words of advice. His life, it did not turn out alright. I'm in the bath with Hank Williams again. Took about a month to find someone new. Turns out Hank, he's got a song about that too. And he sings to me all about the way that you love. And as I listen to that sad, lonesome sound, I pound beers and try not to drown. I wish it was back to me washing my hair with Pantene Pro-V. Like a prune, I'll watch Lionheart and Bloodsport and think about you. Now nothing makes sense. We're taking a bath with Hank. I'm in the bath with Hank Williams again. He tells me things won't be alright, you know what? I believe him. I'm in the bath with Hank Williams again. He's got no words of advice. His life, it did not turn out alright. I'm in the bath with Hank Williams again.
You're listening to Coasting,
with Jonathan Whitford.
Friend Ruben Wetton across the border in Mexico just dropped a new country single called Game Over. He tells me I co-wrote it with Saskatchewan-raised BC country singer Judah Wardrop. And ahead of that, Hamilton's B.A. Johnson gives us In the Bath with Hank Williams again. His latest record continues a tradition of documenting the tragic comic realities of Canadian life, such as loneliness, cheap beer, bad decisions, and the occasional country music hallucination. Well, Carol's up next. It's a warm, jangly, early-era Hawk and Steel track with a West Coast glow. It's one of their older songs that's resurfaced as part of a CBC-featured two-song release.
Without letting him know.
comme le printemps. Tu es la flamme, la braise et les cendres. Ton parfum de feu de camp me détend. Avec toi prendre le temps, c'est facile. I wanna kiss and hum. I know you're the one. Comme du chocolat, je fonds devant toi. Comme du chocolat. Je porte un sourire de vacances. Tu me fais faire même à distance. Je rougis comme un beau soleil. Je pense à ton accent. Avec toi, rêver grand, c'est facile. I wanna kiss and hum. I know you're the one. I wanna kiss and hum. I know you're the one. Comme du chocolat, je fonds devant toi. Comme du chocolat. Tu fonds devant moi comme du chocolat. Comme du chocolat, je fonds devant toi, comme du chocolat. Comme du chocolat, tu fonds devant moi, comme du chocolat. Comme du chocolat, je fonds dans tes bras, comme du chocolat.
Sometimes I wanna have fun, and booze is better than a heart on the run. If it ain't good enough to say the words, I got a little bag filled up with joy. But the night is young, and so are we. And if it don't happen, it wasn't meant to be. But if you get high, don't think twice.
Don't think twice. Cocaine cowboy is
Montreal's Thierry Pinchot just dropped a new 4-track EP called All the Good Songs Being Done. He tells us Cocaine Cowboy portrays a carefree, hedonistic lifestyle where the narrator seeks pleasure and excitement through substances and risky behavior, unafraid of consequences, and embracing a wild, unpredictable existence. And before that, Chocolat is a warm, feel-good francophone pop track from Ottawa artist Sophie d'Orléans. It shows her signature blend of softness and emotional clarity. This latest single was just out early May. And starting off the set, Hawk and Steele's Carol was played on CBC Victoria's All Points West, giving it early regional traction. The band notes is an older track we weren't performing much more by 2012, making its release a kind of archival snapshot. Well, Lazarettes are up next. Do It Again is a follow-up to last year's full-length Sweet Misery.
I've been educated within an inch of my life. It didn't seem to slow me down or teach me wrong from right. It didn't seem to help me out when I was blowing in the wind. Felonies and misdemeanors, and I'd do it all again with you by my side. I'd do it all again with you by my side. You've been strangulating, choking down another silent Sunday night when you wanted poetry and chemistry and something to turn out right. Downsized like every life you ever touched wasn't lit from within. You gave them fables of mystery and possibility, and you do it all again with you by my side. I do it all again with you by my side. I do it all again with you by my side. I think that all we ever needed was time. From our lives and start to unwind, and twist together and intertwine. Stronger than ever, we could pull on that line. I've been speculating, dangerous ideas circulating in my mind about how we might have been another time. Would we even recognize each other way back when? I wouldn't trade this thing we are, and I'd do it all again with you by my side. I'd do it all again with you by my side. I'd do it all again.
With you by my side,
I'd do it all again.
Do it all again
with you by my side.
I'd do it all again. With you by my side.
That was Do It All Again from Lazarettes. The Montrealers' bright melodic track is part of their 2-song release with Chantel, and it arrives with a fresh lyric video pushing the band into their next chapter. Well, after the break, I'll tell you about an unusual barbecue thief in Alberta. And to get us there, let's spin north on Adelaide from our friend Mike Sloan, a.k.a. Genius Genius. It's a cut from his May 10-track release of short, sweet ditties in that familiar, fresh Genius Genius style.
Thank you.
It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. Well, police in Alberta responded to a report of a theft involving barbecue goods and arrived to find a red fox with a mouthful of hot dogs. The Alberta RCMP said on social media that officers responded to the location in Crow's Nest Pass in search of a suspect described as having